I've always been interested in the sort of era of industrialization. That also comes from my being a photographer and, you know, a German photographer. And a lot of the German photography that I was sort of contextualizing myself in is to do with the new objectivity, neue Sachlichkeit. And that was around that time. So there's a couple of photographers, Bernd and Hilla Becher, who are really famous. They're minimalist photographers who have photographed engine winding houses, cooling towers, water towers, all this kind of stuff, which are, you know, kind of to be maybe looked at now as sort of sculptures, because they're derelict, they are gone, they're kind of a document or a monument to an era that's now a long time sort of past. So when I came here first and I saw this, I was like, my gosh, I've got a Becher photograph in the back of my yard, that's amazing. But I'm also really interested in the history of the industrialization itself, the idea of really losing the crafts and the trades really through that kind of movement, and you know, the alienation of the laborer. So there's a lot of Marx in my head, and so I'm kind of quite interested in that, and you know, a little bit concerned about these issues. So, and then kind of having that relationship between the woodland and the mining pit here together was just that, wow, this is too good to be true, coming those two passions, you know, in one space really. Yes, I mean, kind of there are still a few around, which is great, you know, and there are also people who have worked at the pit here who are volunteers with the on a Saturday, where you can take the tours in the engine winding house. And it's quite interesting to talk to the former miners, because they talk so fondly of their past, of their kind of camaraderie, of the things that were happening. And, you know, well, it was hard work, but at the same time, I think there's a real celebration and understanding of working together as a team, because you had to rely on each other. Your life depended on your, you know, on your mates down the, you know, the shaft. So it's really kind of quite, it's quite emotional when these people talk about their past. It's amazing.
So that's why she loves it round here. The in-betweenness of it all. Industry and nature. It must be because she grew up in the borderlands between two countries. We're also at the border now, between the park and the village, and we're going to head off one more time, down this path, passing that colourful little shelter on your right and through the green gate at the bottom, that will bring you down to Park Road, and I want you to cross straight over onto St Albans Road. Stop underneath the nameplate and have a look at the bricks on the wall of the house. Then we'll say our farewells.